Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got an amazing white hat hacker. That was by Winston Smith from FederalJack.com. He just likes Federal Jack. So that's his handle. His handle today. But I don't want to imply he did something wrong. We authorized him to run attacks against our sites to show us all the problems and vulnerabilities. And it's just amazing. And I know some people that know him. And he's really a security consultant. But you could call him a hacker, a white hat hacker. And he concurs with my analysis. And the government is out there openly recruiting on the hacker sites to try to attack patriot groups and organizations, and obviously yours truly. And the issue is that this is an attack against free speech. And the whole WikiLeaks thing is very complex, but I'm going to break it down coming up in the next segment. And then Lindsey Williams can now give you the full name. It's been hidden in plain view. We already gave it out a month ago with him. Mr. X, unfortunately, has died. And now Williams can tell you everything, because some of it he wasn't authorized to say until the former head of operations for Atlantic Richfield died. He has another individual, which are both in his book from 20-something years ago. This is all hidden in plain view, who is now giving him even more intel, who was the actual CEO of one of the big three. Here's another Police Day article. 1 million approved for ID scanners in child care facilities. Devices intended to cut down on fraud in Wisconsin. Everywhere. Want a suntan? Want to buy groceries? Want to get some beer? Got a thumbprint. It's just going in everywhere. The total cashless society is going into place right now. And I was just reading this earlier, and it integrates in with these announcements of the Obama kill switch, the federal government kill switch. People love to call Obama this, Obama that. When Obama's gone and Sarah Palin's in there or Rick Perry, Republicans are going to love the kill switch. The mainline Republicans. It's like they're like, execute Julian Assange. They're like, we don't understand. You say it's George Soros connected, but then you say don't kill Assange. They got a grand jury in Virginia that's getting ready to indict him. That's mainstream news for high treason. He's not an American citizen. He's a journalist. You can't indict him. Can the communist Chinese indict the Pope for treason and ship him to Beijing to be beheaded? Can they indict Colonel Sanders? Can they indict Jaron Nyhart out there? Or Phil? Can they indict Magic Johnson? Can they indict who's a famous golfer? Tiger Woods. Can they just, we indict you, now extradite. This is global government, which the UN's announced. Ruth Bader Ginsburg years ago in USA Today said, we're going to have global government where foreign governments extradite you for treason. So now, will Libya extradite me? Because I think Muammar Gaddafi's thuggish. If I criticize Hugo Chavez, will I be extradited? This is all happening. This is all going on right now. And you've got to decide, is the truth treason? But here's a quote by Sir Paul Stevenson. Sir Paul, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner. It's one of the tactics we will look at and something we will keep under review. And if we think it's the right thing to do, we will do it, said Sir Paul Stevenson. Do you know what it is when the government says no protesting, period? First they put us in free speech zones, and that's a form of martial law. But now the real fangs are being extended. The gloves are coming off. We're now looking at just banning protest, period, nationwide. In fact, get me Watson or Steve Watson on the air. They're over in England. They need to write this. It needs to be martial law being considered in the UK. That's what this is. That's martial law. You don't like us raping you? Well, we'll just declare martial law. See, all of it's starting to unfold right now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy to fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8 minutes now into this second hour of this live December 15th, 2010, Wednesday edition. And we've got Lindsey Williams joining us coming up here in about 23 minutes from now. His former oil company executive source has died. He's already revealed his full name here on air, but now he can give you the full data dump that he was authorized to give you after Mr. X died, and that's now happened. So we'll give you again, for those that don't know it, his full name and exactly what Lindsey Williams is able to tell us now, because he worked for many years with the head of operations for Atlantic Richfield, and he's now able to talk about that and what this insider said the globalists were planning. Now it's very evident they're accelerating global collapse to destroy all the major economies and currencies and set up their new SDR based on carbon taxes and global VAT. They are slashing pension funds, military, medical treatment. They are going after the most outrageous things first, because if they can take veterans' health care, they can do anything. Europe, the United States, taxing pension funds, taking pension funds, it's all happening. They're openly talking about shutting down free speech on the web, tracking everyone here in the United States. Australia has announced it. Headline, Australia to implement Chinese-style net censorship. Again, they're just throwing it in your face, going all the way now. And it's being reported all over UK news very dryly. They have the UK Metropolitan Police Commissioner being quoted as saying police mulling, banning all UK protest. And Watson's getting an article out with a proper headline. When you hear about Indonesia going under martial law or Nigeria or you know Venezuela, it's always protest or banned. And then there's curfews. And you notice in towns all over the U.S., they now have curfews even in the daytime, in Arkansas and weird places that you wouldn't expect it. In fact, people don't believe it. Just type Arkansas town has daytime curfew. Cloverport, Kentucky, daytime, nighttime curfews off and on in the past. They're just training you to line up, have the government put their hands down your pants. They've now announced, first it was 800 Walmarts, now 9,000 retail stores to have giant telescreens. A week ago it's 800. A week later it's 9,000. A month later it's going to be 100,000. Every license plate in California, they're announcing it's going to have a computer screen as a license plate, giving you messages and orders and tracking you. I mean, they are rolling out a hellish takeover. The same retina scanning thumbprinting they do to people in Fallujah or Afghanistan or Iraq, it's coming here. Total control grid. They got the Threat Fusion Center, CIA run, here in Austin. I knew they had it in 6-7 years ago. License plate reading, face scanning. They now announced on the news they've got microphones. The feds have got microphones mounted on poles everywhere that at hundreds of yards away shoot a laser that you can't even see at your window. They get full acoustic audio inside your house with that laser cuplink. I mean, it is just a hell grid. And they've built this giant overarching system. They've got all their weapons and control and spies aimed. And now they're rolling out, yeah, censorship's good. Banning protests is good. Free speech zones. Yeah, your neighbors need to spy on you. Don't trust other shoppers. Only trust the government. Now, for the next 20 minutes or so, we are joined by Winston Smith. And he works some with federaljack.com. I'd call it kind of a spinoff, but just as effective and great as We Are Change. Do a lot of great, you know, confronting Al Gore, George W. Bush, other globalists, just amazing patriots, exposing the global warming fraud, you name it. And he joins us because he concurs with my analysis, and he's seeing it now in the hacker community. And this guy's good, folks. He's very good. He's really a security consultant, a.k.a. White Hat hacker. And so, Winston Smith, it's good to have you here. Tell folks your intel on what they're planning and how they're using all of this hacking to try to pass their internet kill switch.
Well, thanks for having me on. Basically, the group Anonymous itself, it's not a government operation. It's not run by the government. It's just basically citizens on the internet. There's not really controlled or run by anyone, but because it's so decentralized like that, anyone can jump on and make suggestions and basically fan the flames in whatever direction they want. So there are definitely operatives within the Anonymous community, and they're definitely on there fanning the flames to promote infrastructure attacks and denial of service attacks on financial systems and other systems that end up affecting average people that the powers that be, they're not really too concerned about. They'll lose service for a bit, but then they'll come right back on once everyone gets tired. And
this is the false flag on the web that I've been predicting.
The reason they're doing that is they want to implement the government IDS sensors in front of things that they deem critical infrastructure. Google's already deployed an Einstein surveillance system, and the Einstein IDS was developed by the NSA, and they're really pushing that to have that put in front of private business networks that are deemed critical infrastructure.
So, and that's the whole Homeland Security takeover with InfraGuard, clergy response. Basically, everything is critical infrastructure. That's in the Homeland Security Cybersecurity Act, where any ISP that has over 100 customers has to be government approved and have government snoop hubs in it. So it is literally Internet 2, going out and making companies pay for Internet 2 to be put in that's a parallel web to start absorbing the old Internet and tracking everyone. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, and they're selling it that it's going to protect you from hackers, that the sensors will be able to look for malicious traffic and look for attacks and be able to block them at the source and report it. But in reality, it's going to be able to do much more than that. It's going to be able to have a deep packet inspection where it's going to be able to pretty much examine all the contents of what's coming over the wire. And they're going to be looking for dissonant communications because that's the nature of government. That's what they do. They're not really interested in protecting anything.
Absolutely. That's admitted. I saw 2 years ago, Kurt Nimmo wrote an article with bizarre statements by Cyber Command that's already fully operating. They're just trying to get legislative authority now to, you know, do it in the open. And they said that they were already attacking themselves and, quote, attacking enemies of their agenda, which Cass Sunstein and others admit is people like yours truly, or anyone who disagrees with man-made global warming. Where do you see this going? And do you agree with my analysis that Assange is a patsy? They're trying to use him to make this Cass Sunstein-connected, George Soros-connected movement look legitimate, and that they're basically persecuting him to give a overall cover story to their larger takeover.
But from what I know about Assange, he seems legit, and it seems that because they're going after him so hard in so many different ways, I do believe he's a legitimate researcher. He's from the old school hacker ethos from back in the 90s and late 80s from Australia. He seems to have the right hacker ethos, and the way they're attacking just kind of lends credibility to what he's doing. And but the way that mainstream media is seizing on a lot of the document dumps and just reporting on stuff that's promoting their agenda, such as invading Iran and stuff like that, I think since there's 250,000 cables, they're just digging through and cherry picking what's going to benefit them in order to do damage control. But from what I can tell, Assange does seem to be he does seem to be legit.
You know, there's a lot of questions I could raise here or bring up to you, but clearly the good news is when you're looking at all the big hacker sites and forums, to paraphrase what you said, or correct me if I'm wrong, 99% of the time nobody is biting on joining with these provocateurs to go after alternative media, patriot groups, but also key infrastructure and individuals to create a pushback and a really corporate and grassroots support for do something about these hackers, you know, put a muzzle on the Internet.
Right. The attacks on anything beyond really attacks on the financial sector aren't really gaining much steam. They just kind of seem to be puttering out because the way it works is a post will be made or a suggestion will be made, and if the group of people who are monitoring at the time and are participating at the time don't get behind it, the idea just flutters out. So you'll see destructive things being suggested every now and then, but thankfully they're so far just petering out. And when they do take place, like attacks on the financial industry, they're arresting kids and low hanging fruit. The groups, they're using something called the low orbit ion cannon, the LOIC, and it's basically an opt-in botnet where you just run it from your computer and it'll start opening connections on a website, and they'll get a few thousand people to do this and it'll take the website down. The program by default doesn't offer any proxying support, so it traces directly back to your computer. And they're arresting 16 to 17 year old kids. I think they just arrested a 19 year old kid who was running the software, you know, paying.
Yeah, we've seen operatives openly on YouTube recruiting people to run these attacks on InfoWars and Prison Planet, and we've tracked it back and are pretty sure that it's Homeland Security doing it, posing as hackers. And it's just ongoing. So that's important for people to know that they're just busting a few kids and not going after, you know, the really malicious stuff, which in every case we've looked at is a staged event.
And there's some other campaigns that different anonymous groups are doing, and they're actually seem to be very they're actually productive. They're encouraging people to read the WikiLeaks documents and actually. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the music going? I can hear that.
Yeah, stay there because exactly, that's the big news coming up. You say there's about to be some real wiki leaking going on, and instead of just cherry picking, really getting into those documents, and getting stuff out there like DynCorp running little kids. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 22, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,388.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,424.23, $712.11 for a half ounce, or $356.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,424.23, $712.11, or $356.06.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Winston Smith, White Hat Hacker, is our guest, and I'm going to keep him about 5 minutes in the next segment, then get Lindsey Williams on. You've got a lot to say. You say the real people involved with Anonymous are doing some really exciting things, and that there's a lot more to come. You've got the floor.
Movement from some factions of Anonymous that are encouraging people to actually read the WikiLeaks documents and look for stuff that's not being discussed in any media. Like the latest thing with the DynCorp sex scandal where they're selling boys to Afghan police forces. That came out in a Houston Chronicle blog. So basically, they're encouraging people to go start combing through the cables. There's 250,000 of them. There's going to be plenty that mainstream media is not touching. And then put up a YouTube video, put up a free blog page, write one or two paragraphs about it, and then start spamming it around. And then that way the information will go viral. Because the New World Order doesn't really fear 16-year-olds doing denial of service attacks, but they do fear the information from those cable leaks getting out. And I also want to put out a call for programmers. So I guess contact either federaljack.com or infowars.com directly. And we need to put together an opt-in botnet that's similar to the LOIC, but that is not one that's not destructive. So instead of doing denial of service attacks, it can do things like do Google searches or upvote YouTube videos and upvote dig articles. And in that way, when important information comes out, everyone can dedicate their resources to making the information as viral as possible. And with the success of the Google bomb campaigns that have been going on right now, if it could be automated with some kind of client software, I think that would have a real big impact. So we need to find programmers who can help do that.
Well, expanding on that, the globalists are masters of creating the type of fake revolution they want, because they can look at a trend societally of what they're doing and know that people are going to resist it. So ahead of time, they will go out and frame the debate. So they're always promoting hacking that's just denial of service or things that are destructive to demonize people being activists with technology, so that being an activist with technology is seen as inherently dirty. You go back to the 1940s and 50s with the British. This has been declassified, but they use a similar model today in Kenya. And the government wanted to crack down and take over society, and so they went and financed rebel groups and then used those groups as the foggy, scary enemy to take over and steal people's property and enslave people. And it's the same thing. They're there setting up Assange, burning him. He's being used to then get everybody angry and then get folks to go out and vandalize the web as a pretext to come control it. And I know I've already said that several times, but that's a different way of saying it. This is really important. And it's just like the feds got caught in the early 90s going out and creating militia groups, making them violent, to demonize real militia groups. This is how they do it. Any comments on that?
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. And coming up soon is a United Nations meeting on internet security around the world. So it's real convenient that that's being scheduled right after all of this.
And notice right now, Winston, they are trying to pass the cybersecurity. They've got these new bills where you could be given life in prison or executed if you put anything classified out. The government's classifying everything now. This is how you disappear to prison in the new Nazi Germany, is they say national security. It was the same thing in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. Now in England, they're saying we may ban all protest. That's martial law. I mean, notice right as the economic implosion happens, they're announcing all of this just as we warned people, because we've read the Rand Corporation documents. We know what their next move is.
And talking on that bill that's in Congress, not only is they making it illegal to publish any classified information, basically they want to make it illegal to revealing the source documents of anything that they deem as national security. And they're naming an informant, even if that informant's name is publicly known, has been reported in the media. If you utter that person's name, you can be charged with felony. And it's crazy.
And folks, I've read sections of the bill. This is really happening, and they had all this stuff already written. They've already proposed it before and failed, and this is the new tyranny. Oh, you don't go to a camp because you're Jewish or because you're a Seventh-day Adventist. You go to a camp because you released the MIAC or Homeland Security Report. You can see where this is going. And as usual, they've got mindless fake conservatives leading the charge to execute Julian Assange. What a barrel of idiots. I got a few final questions for you, our white hat hacker security expert. Winston Smith joins us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was talking to a real estate broker who's a friend of mine last night, and she's a listener of the show, but I guess it never clicked. She was watching Nightly News, and they were announcing that your credit report, everything you're doing in business, your online activity is all being now sent to the government starting next year. That's already been the case for a long time. But in live time, they announced 3 weeks ago in Wired Magazine, the government admits, we're watching all your credit card purchases, your loyalty cards. They're just getting rid of any denial. They're just coming right out and saying there's no pretense of privacy. And these are felonies they're committing. I mean, just 5 years ago, people would go to jail for this in government. Now they just say, look, we're doing it. And then we get their internal documents, and it's all about us and stealing from us. Nothing to do with the men in turbans who, by the way, on record have been caught working for them or who are provocateured by them over and over again. Lindsey Williams is coming up here in a few minutes, but I wanted our white hat hacker. Again, we'll just call him Winston Smith from FederalJack.com. Winston, any other tidbits you want to add? And then some of the guys in there, Matt Ryan and others, They wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, Microsoft routinely goes to hacker conferences and gives the source code out to new Windows versions and says, try to break it if you can. And that the government has, and Google and others, which is basically the government, really tries to recruit all the hackers they can to then work for them, I guess, on the dark side. What percentage of hackers out there are awake now to this whole New World Order system? Your comments on the general points I just made.
The government and military industrial complex contractors are definitely at hacker conferences recruiting. You could find at any one of these major conferences, you can find Booz Allen Hamilton, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon. They're all out there looking for people. NSA gives away scholarships at another one I know of. A lot of hackers are aware of what's going on, but they're still kind of getting the jobs, doing the stuff that they're very lucrative paying jobs, and so they're whether or not they're keeping their original ethics when they're taking these jobs, I don't know, but a lot of hackers are aware of what's going on, but they're also getting jobs within the system so that they can basically live and. That might be a good thing. That might be a bad thing. When people I talk to while I'm out there, a lot of people know what's going on and they're in agreement. But they'll still work at a they'll still work for the government or for a defense contractor.
Well, it's clearly that old double-edged sword of it's good because as long as the hackers are into liberty and freedom, it's great to have them inside the system. The problem is that system is so corrupt and murderous that many times they go ahead and just set people up, even if you haven't betrayed the system, just because they want to have a conviction on you. So it's very destructive. And overall, we need people that have knowledge of all these systems to be out there exposing the globalists as much as they can. But it is creepy to have you and many others confirm to us and send us the data that the government is out there trying to move against what we're doing, the alternative media. And then the great thing for the globalists is they can engage in these activities and then blame it on the rest of the hacker community.
And a lot of the hackers that they're using for that are criminal informants. With the DJX breach, the main hacker that was behind that was a Secret Service informant getting paid $80,000 a year. And at the same time, he was the same guy who was doing all these big credit card breaches, getting millions of credit card numbers. And then they use that as an excuse to start clamping down on on the basically internet freedoms and monitoring financial transactions, looking for fraud because your credit card was probably compromised by this guy. But he was working for the Secret Service at the same time, getting paid $80,000 a year, and then that was in Wired magazine.
So once you work for the government, it's also just a license to engage in criminal activity.
That seems to be the trend. They burned him pretty bad though for when they caught him. He got sentenced to 25 years for credit card theft, which is unheard of. If you kill someone, you can get 10 years, but if you steal their credit card, you get 25.
Well, that could bring down the entire system. All of this fraud that's going on, and so many times it's come out that the big banks are actually releasing this themselves. And then using it as a pretext to try to bring in even more control because they can then put regulations in that are so strong, only mega banks will be able to comply with all of it. Winston Smith, good talking to you and appreciate all of your help and continue the great work there at Federal Jack. And we are change and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Now, for the rest of this hour and much of the next, I do have some other economic news, world news, police state news I've got to get to, and we probably should just have open phones today talking about the shooting. It's so dramatic to have the footage of it, that deranged person there in Florida. I mean, just so many acts of heroism by the lady hitting him with the bag in the back of the head, with the purse, and one of the school board people saying, well, if I'm the bad guy, go ahead and kill me. Just let everybody else go. It's just all wild, and the roller coaster is just getting going. Society is going to get crazier and crazier from here on out. We're going to look back on 2010 and see it as tame, good old days. But the the fact is we're going into this. The question is, will we come out on the other side totally enslaved, or will we come out on the other side rediscovering liberty and freedom and rediscovering independence and rediscovering real community and discovering real values of liberty and freedom? Because liberty is the engine of wealth. But with liberty comes wealth, then comes decadence, then comes enslavement, because people stop standing up for freedom. We're going to go to Lindsey Williams with a giant data dump of information. Unfortunately, Mr. X, who we can now reveal his name, he revealed it a month ago here on air, but now the poor fellow has died of cancer, former Atlantic Richfield head of operations. And a lot of it he couldn't talk about with his inside information until this gentleman had passed. Now he can, but we're going to go to him in just a moment. First, I need to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made today's radio broadcast possible. And first off is eFoodsDirect.com. I mean, look, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, and that's my favorite saying, is it true, or a brain surgeon to know, because I'm certainly not a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon, that we need to have firearms, we need to have food, water, self-sufficiency, and friends we can count on and family. That's what this is all about, having community. And it starts with food. They got high quality, you know, recently, freshly packaged, different food lines from gourmet to raw foods. They got it all. Freeze-dried, dehydrated, you name it. And they've got a free shipping special going for just another week or two. You can find out at eFoodsDirect.com, the letter eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. And lastly, with the holidays going right now, it's all made in America, and they've got a deal where when you go on their site and buy some of their products at Diamond Gusset Jeans, the website's Gusset, G-U-S-S-E-T.com, Gusset.com/America. You can get three free gifts, T-shirts, a new music CD that's really good country music dealing with, you know, getting our industrial base back. A lot of great stuff, great jeans, motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, and a lot more at Gusset.com/America or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET if you want to ask about the different specials. Gusset.com/America or 888-8-GUSSET. And just, again, we couldn't do it without the sponsors. Lastly, here for viewers and listeners, we are listener-supported, and I promote sponsors I believe in. Firearms, storable foods, high-quality made-in-America jeans, my documentary films, the books, the videos we carry at Infowars.com. If you order by Friday, we can guarantee you're going to get it before Christmas. We've got the five of my best-selling films for $24.95, that special, the Alex Jones Essential Collection. That's going to end after Christmas. We've got PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month with a monthly, or get close to 50% off. It's 5.3 months off on the yearly. So you pay for 6.7, you get 5.3. Free months, and you can share your passcode with friends and family. Just make sure the passcode in your bank account number, folks. I say, hey, you know, six people can sign in with the same username passcode. And people email me and they go, but I don't want to give my neighbor my passcode. Well, then make one up. The point is, share or give PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to friends and family. I mean, my book, Paul Watson's book, we've got the, incredible insider from Rand Corporation video, Alex Abaya. He didn't believe in any of this till he was in there. Only person ever allowed in their annals because he'd written books that they were favorable to. It's a bestseller. We went to California, interviewed him. That's going up tomorrow, or Friday, excuse me. We're adding two, three new, you know, high quality, super high res, in-depth interviews every week. The live radio show, the higher quality podcast commercial free, the video podcast, the live streams, 7 years of media, PrisonPlanet.tv, and it supports our operation. I want to commend and thank all of you out there that have supported us. And be sure while you're at it to support our local AM and FM affiliates. They are so wonderful. If you're a local listener and have a business, sponsor that local station. Spread the word about that station. We're all doing this together. We are getting so many new affiliates. It is so exciting. The stations are getting great ratings, which shows the truth sells. People couldn't believe this stuff 10 years ago when I was telling them. Now it's all coming true. It's out in the open, and we've just got to have the will to face it and do something about it. I mean, you think it's scary to come out and expose Dying Corps for running giant child kidnapping rings worldwide. They run the local CPS right here in Texas. I mean, think about the ramifications of that. But it's in the WikiLeaks documents. It's been in mainstream news for years. There's new stuff. I mean, you know, it's got to be done. In fact, I'm getting a sick feeling just thinking about it. But, folks, this is so real. That's why new listeners tune in and they think, there's no way this could be real because it's so shocking. It's much worse than I can even tell you. Okay? All right, folks, I want to shift gears. He'll be with us until the last 15 minutes of the next hour. We appreciate him joining us, but I got a news blitz coming up then. Plus, there's incredible news. They're announcing they may have full-bore martial law in England. That's what this announcement means, saying no protest nationwide. Watson's getting an article out on that right now at prisonplanet.com. Things are just getting crazier and crazier by the minute. But going to Lindsey Williams, he was a pastor and was in the board meetings as their official chaplain for many years on the Trans-Alaska pipeline. It's got more oil than Saudi Arabia. He was there and watched them shut it off and not let them ship it out. He was privy to all of that. And you know, decades after he wrote his book, that's all mainstream knowledge now. And again, people are like, this stuff's wild what Williams is saying. Well, I happen to know that everything he talked about 25 years ago came true because it was already real. And he predicted that gas would go from $60 a barrel to $150 in 6 months. It happened. He's predicted so much here because of his sources. He's got two former oil company executives. One of them has just died and completely spilt his guts before he died. Mr. X, we gave his name out a month ago when Williams was here. But Williams, just briefly recapping, sir, and I appreciate you joining us and coming on a little bit late. I had to finish up with that WikiLeaks hacker insider information. But just recap Mr. X's name, what the family said, when he passed, and then the stuff that you couldn't talk about until he had died.
Well, Alex, thank you for allowing me to be on your show today because that's correct. The Mr. X of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, there were actually two of them. One of them just passed away days ago. His name is Ken Fromm. Now, if any of you would like to do what Alex has done, you can go and find it for yourself. Find out his position. Find out his place. Realize that he positively was one of the elitist of the world. And before this man passed away, he told me everything. And you're going to hear some things today for the very first time because out of respect for the family, until after the funeral, I did not want to say certain things. Now, Alex, I know on the last show I did with you back, probably a month ago, you were pushing real hard to get me to say what might have been told me, but out of respect for the family, I felt that I had to hold back certain things until after he died. Now, he is dead. Therefore, I'm going to give you today many of the things that he told me. Now, Alex, I feel so fortunate, though, because you've heard me say many times that by the providence of God, all of these things have happened. The fact that I was the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, literally lived with the elite of the world for 3 years, had the opportunity to sit across the dinner table from them, live in the same dorms with the people that you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world. I take no credit for any of that. All of that is by the providence of God. And something else has just happened that I think has got to be the providence of God. After Ken Fromm died, the second Mr. X, my book, Energy Non-Crisis, who has kept in touch with me on a very regular basis for the past 35 years, he said on the phone one day, he said, Chaplain Williams, I know now that Ken has been giving you a lot of information and has passed away. He said, would you like for me to continue to fill his shoes and give you the information? I did not ask for that. He volunteered it. And again, Alex, I think it is by the providence of God so that hopefully I will be able to continue to warn the world of things that these elitists have planned on an ongoing basis.
Now, why?
Now, you know who the second person is.
Sure, even more high level than Mr. Fromm, but we won't give out that name. But going back here, Fromm began to repent. Correct me if I'm wrong. What is the position of this other guy? I mean, is he not liking what's happening, or is he just enjoying telling us about our fate?
Well, this gentleman wants the information to get out. He's retired. He's 69 years of age. He's the one that was cured of cancer. He has a very close relationship with me, and as a result, he would like to see everything known. In fact, he gave me just the other day This is so startling. Would you like to know exactly what's going to happen so that you can spare your assets? Now, this is just days ago. It was said to me, watch the European Union. They said the European Union, now, folks, this is so important. I mean, you can save your household by knowing just this one simple warning that has been given to me, and he gave it to me as a sign that I could spare my household. He said to me, the European Union, they're going to have a major problem. And he said the euro will collapse at some point. Now, folks, here is the warning. Please. You know, Alex, I feel so honored to be on your show today so that I can. Folks, you've got to make preparations for their timetable. Okay, here it is. He said the European Union is going to have a major problem.
Hold on. Stay there. Let's.
Will collapse.
Lindsay, we got a break. Stay there. Come back. Get into what this other executive told you, and then the stuff that you couldn't talk about until Mr. Fromm had passed away. We'll be right back with Pastor Lindsay Williams. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Be here. I feel honored to be here. I mean, I can't believe how crazy it's all getting. Matt Ryan was telling me that about once a year he buys Sudafed for allergies. We've got the cedar blowing in right now. It pollinates in the winter. And first, all over the country, they want you to just sign. And at first, it's not a law. Oh, just sign here. It's store policy to get Sudafed. We're going back to Lindsay here in a moment. This is so important. I want to get his take as a pastor on this. And then now it's, let's swipe your card. And then you want tobacco. You want wine. Now it's, oh, you want spray paint. Oh, now you want glue. Now you want anything. That's what they admit they're moving to. Even if you have cash, you will swipe the card to buy and sell. This is total control. Total control. We'll get to that later with Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, recapping, the other oil company, former CEO, the other guy was another company, the head of operations, Mr. X, Mr. Frum, was talking about Euro collapse. Now, that's been in the news lately, but you're saying as an insider, he's been told by his friends, by his associates, by his fellow members of, I guess, the synagogue of the New World Order, or the Church of the New World Order, or the Mosque of the New World Order, or the whatever you want to call it, the meeting place of the New World Order, that they're going to implode it?
The name of the game is control. Alex, you'll remember back about 2.5 years ago on your program, I said that Mr. Fromm had called me at the time. I couldn't give his name. I said, he just called me today and said that the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. At the time, you were paying $4 a gallon at the gas pump, 2.5 years ago. Now, within 2 months, exactly like this man had told me, it happened. Now, folks, I am pleading with you today. I am going to give you some signs that Mr. Fromm and others have given to me. And if you want to spare your household some heartaches, you can do it. But you've got to make certain preparations and do certain things as far as your mindset is concerned and do it right now. Now, I was told by Mr. Fromm before he died that certain things were going to happen again with oil. Do you remember I told you that they were going to keep the price of crude oil about $70 a barrel for a period of time, at least a year? Well, they kept it that way for 2.5 years. And then on the previous show that I did with Alex, I said, Alex, the price now is going to change. It's going up. Well, it's going up to $90 a barrel. And it's going to continue to go. I'll tell you where it's going.
Yeah, you said in the next 6 to 8 months it would rise massively, and as soon as you were on, it began rising. Go ahead.
Well, that's what they told me. I mean, I had no way of knowing this, just like I had no way of knowing that it was going to go down to $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump back 2.5 years ago. I had no way of knowing it was going to go back up to $150 to $200 a barrel. Now, right here in Phoenix, Arizona, today, we are over $3 a gallon for regular, the cheap stuff. In California, it's $4 a gallon right now. You haven't seen anything yet. I have been told it is going to $150 a barrel to $200 a barrel, depending on how far they can push the American people. It is going to drastically impact our economy. It is already $3 a gallon here in Phoenix, Arizona. You are going to see $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump in the very near future. 6 to 9 months, they'll take it as high as they can, and they want it to go to $200 a barrel. Now, let me get back to what Alex just mentioned, the euro. Folks, this is so important. I mean, yes, you're right. This has been on the media, but the elite knew this before the media ever knew it, because all the media is doing is voicing what the elite want them to say. The European Union is going to have a major problem. The euro will see a collapse first before the American dollar. Whenever you see the euro collapse, you have 2 to 3 weeks. That's all you've got. You must take certain action.
Stay there. Back in 60. Stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.